Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
All aboard the night train.
Sunday night at 9 p.m. it's the night train.
A non-stop musical journey, taking in music from around the globe.
Funk, soul, rock and roll.
Latin scorchers. Scratchy 78s.
Deep gospel, Delta blues.
Heavyweight dub. Psychedelic nuggets. And a whole lot more.
The Night Train, Sundays 9 p.m. here on Sheffield Live.
The Breakdown. 4 o'clock classic.
But often we're apart. Absence makes the heart lose weight, yeah. Till love breaks down, love breaks down.
Today's 4 o'clock classic, which was Prefab Sprout, When Love Breaks Down, taken from the album Steve McQueen, which was released 40 years ago this month, June the 10th, 1985, that came out. And I still say that's my favourite album of the 80s, I'm going to say that now.
Oh!
Yeah, Joel is looking surprised.
Wow.
I'm going to
Okay.
Put that out there.
But, I don't think it's an album I've ever listened to all the way through.
Oh, it's so, well worth it. It's so good. It's just incredible songwriting. And Martin McAloon, who's the bass player of Prefab Sprout, he played Sydney and Matilda back in March, got through about 35 Prefab Sprout songs. It was just him and a succession of guitars. Because Paddy McAloon, lead singer, can't tour anymore because he's, I think he's blind and he's housebound as well, which is a bit sad. But Martin McAloon enjoyed it so much, he's coming back to Sydney and Matilda on the 13th of December.
That is a really good sign
and
for Sydney and Matilda.
Thought we'd already played them.
I was certain we'd had a Prefab Sprout Hot Dog, Jumping Frog, Alba Cookie. Yeah. Which one? King of Rock and
King
Roll.
King of Rock and Roll.
For certain that had been played in the past. Happy to have righted that wrong. Sorry, have long since been in They Release a Song, We'll Play It territory. Mm-hmm. John, give that a whack. Third track off of their new album came out yesterday or the day before. The album, I don't think there's a date for it yet, but you've got Jive, and that's enough for now.
The birds aren't singing at you and the sun don't wanna shine. The girls are looking at you like you're a piece of pie. The band is playing at you and the cars are passing by. You're just a fly on the wall. Maybe that's what happens when you're just not in love.
Could probably talk over this, can't we?
Yeah, it's a bit of a fade out.
Would this be called? It's not a bed, is it?
An audio bed. Yes, I think that is the professional name.
Still 15 seconds. No.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, yeah. That was Jive by Sorry. Still only two new artists played in this week's show. Let's do another double of those.
Yes.
The second part is going to be a suggestion from, I talked about Jen earlier, and her cat. She sent me through something earlier on in the week that I'm going to be very interested to play on the show. It's a song called Slow Cooked. Have you heard of that?
I've not.
No? Okay. So that will be coming up after...
After Eliza McClam, who is a singer-songwriter from New York City, released her debut album, Going Through It, last year, which was produced by Sarah Tudson of Illuminati Hotties.
Hmm.
And first new music from her since then. Her band is a bit of an indie supergroup. It includes Lucy Dacus' guitarist, Jason Blizzard, Death Cab for Cutie's drummer, Jason McGear, and Sarah Goldstone, who's played with Chaperone on keyboards. So that's quite a good backing band. Eliza McClam, and it's called Quitting.
I quit smoking, but I cheated and had a cigarette because she did. Always liked it best when I put it out and light it back up again.
This is Sally Shapiro, and you are listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
Death, scroll, life, coach, clip, hole, cringe, pose, vest pose with the sincere tone, while irony's lost to sickly prose, and all this coca, cola, mental, feels far too sweet for me.
We'll be right back. jokes and I renew, but my body fears the vast spoken word, just like the rest. You're always someone's cringe, don't you?
So that's Slow Cooked, and Slow Cooked is the work of a Londoner called Lewis Barbie, and that is apparently all created using a cello and loop pedals.
Mm.
You're doubtful about this. I'm doubtful about that, but apparently that is the word with that. There was an EP from him last year called Plastic Values, which passed us by, but happy to be on board with that now. And before was Eliza
McQueen. God, I'm starting to worry about my memory. Eliza McClam. Quitting.
Right. Yes, of course there was. So we're up to four new artists now, so that's looking better.
Yeah.
That's looking better. So, time now for your feature. I'm saying it's a feature, John.
I keep bringing songs in that fit with this feature,
not a cover.
I've called it a semi-regular feature, not a cover.
I think it's a feature.
I think, could be. Hotline TNT used to be a solo project for New York musician Will Anderson, and they're now a fully formed band and released a new album, Raspberry Moon, yesterday. It's a very good album, and this is a track which is not a cover of the wedding reception staple Dance the Night Away by the Mavericks. Whenever you went to a wedding reception in the 90s, they always played Dance the Night Away by the Mavericks. This is Dance the Night Away, but it's by Hotline TNT.
Me. The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2.
Young Fathers, only providing a full soundtrack album to the 28 Years Later film, which came out yesterday. And I was not aware that was a thing until on my walk to the studio this afternoon. But happy to get some thinking. They've done in the entirety of the music for it. Lowly is the track you've heard. It tends to I think it starts with like some longer songs and then goes, oh, well, some big ones towards the end. Yeah, yeah. There's quite a lot of shorter ones there, but I think are more that the instrumental
I imagine
ones.
They'd be very well suited to doing a film soundtrack.
And it was Hotline TNT before, wasn't
it? It was.
All right. What did you say you were doing?
Thought we'd go hear from the Deers. The Deers have not released any music for 5 years. This is their first new music since 2020, 2020's Lovers Rock album. They've got a new label in Next Door Records. And this track was released this week. There's no word of an album yet, but I imagine one will be on its way. And it's called Babe, We'll Find a Way.
Thank you.
the Deers and Babe Will Find a Way, which Joel says sounds like the Doves.
I thought it was the Doves when I came on this morning.
But it's not the Doves.
It's not an insult to either band.
No, Doves are very good. The Deers are very good.
Yes. Treble Seven time for me. And accidentally, we're going to be covering the fifth new artist of the show because it turns out, for an inexplicable reason, Girl Group, who were one of the highlights of Get Together recently, have never been played on the show. So, in fact, this is an EP. Is this an EP? It came out yesterday. I think it is.
It's six tracks. I'd say that's an EP.
It looks like they are previous singles. Yeah, so their EP, Think They're Looking, Let's Perform, came out yesterday. I'm going to play you a track from it called Shut Your Mouth Sometimes, which has a very good video reminiscent of MySpace and MSN days.
Ooh.
Yeah. So we're going to have this, something new from Pink Pramfress, and then one more, which I'll tell you about at the end.
Once upon a time, I was sleeping around. Asked the boy politely, would you be down? He acted like a straight up pulled out a ring. Do you think just cause I message I'm in love with something? I was in a bound with some boys that were loud. Turning up the rooms when I opened my mouth. Guess I just forgot this position I'm in. Stay quiet till the lights give me something to sing. Feeling flirty, I was feeling harassed.
Breakdown. Treble Seven.
this is Amber from OK Button, and you are listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Trouble Seven done. Two new artists in there. Girl group first, Shut Your Mouth, from their EP out yesterday. Think They're Looking, Let's Perform. In between that and the second one was Pink Pampharus with Not a Cover, Close to You, a track that she's had for a few years now and is described as a fan favourite, which has now got a release. Finally, Projector with a single from last month called Collision. Projector put out an album last year. They've got another one coming this year, and they're playing in Sheffield at Hallamshire Hotel on the 14th of October. I think I'll be going to that one based on that.
Yeah.
What are you going to do now, John?
Oh, is it mine?
It's yours.
My turn. Right, in that case, let's go for a new artist. In a way. The Boo-Boos.
Boo-Boos, okay.
Boo-Boos are the new band from Mark Everett from The Eels.
Oh.
Yes. And he's formed a duo with Kate Matteson of the Brooklyn band 79.5. And their new album, their debut album, Young Love, is out on 19th of September on Play It Again Sam Records. And it's a track called Come On Baby.
We got away, baby, rolling together.
was Boo Boos and Come On Baby. And Boo Boos are Mark Everett, otherwise known as E from the Eels, and Kate Matteson. A track called Come On Baby.
We better play the Heim track soon from I Quit.
We had. Yeah, we've only got 15 minutes left.
Yeah, I will be after this next one, then we'll play a track called Million Years. I started a series this week, John. The New Pope, follow up to The Young Pope, right?
Yes.
Has an absolute banger of a theme tune from Sophie Tucker. Fortunately, it's from 2020, so we can't play that. But this track was from 3 weeks ago. So,
Sandy,
pick up the phone. Sophie Tucker, followed by Heim. It's a good double.
Breakdown, album of the week.
Thank you. still sleeping in a bed and next to you. I'm not sure I'm meant to love, cause when I tried to love someone, I could never find a way to also love myself. Sometimes when I go out, I think I see you in the crowd, but I'm not ready for that conversation in the state I'm in. I know I'll find you there, even if it takes a million years. With that once in your hair, even if it takes a million years. Our stream is on a mess, and I don't know why we disappear.
That was Million Years from Haim, from the album I Quit, this week's album of the week, out yesterday. All right, John.
Right, I have my last new artist of the week, I think.
I think so.
And it is Automatic, which is not to be confused with The Automatic, who sang the song about a monster coming over a hill, good, which was the song that my sister chose to walk down the aisle to. I don't know why her and her husband have got a very strange sense of humour, but it made us all laugh. Anyway, this Automatic are a synth-pop trio from LA, and this is the title track from their upcoming third album, Is It Now? No release date as yet, but as I say, it's a debut play for Automatic.
Good. Automatic, penultimate song duties there. Very nice. And we're going to finish today with something from the Marionettes, who have not put a new album out since 2013's Hit the Waves, but they operate on a part-time basis. They've had a couple of singles out a few years ago. They just do it when they want. They put out two a couple of days ago, one of which features the lead singer of Matt Haverskan, who was Swedish indie pop great. Anyway,
of course.
This is Eyes Open. Reggae time coming up in a moment. We'll say goodbye.
Goodbye.
World, and you're in tune to